The Wisdom of the Rabbis. In the Middle Eastern desert of 1,800 years ago, the rabbi faced a dilemma. A Jewish woman had given birth to a son. As required by the laws set down by God's commandment to Abraham almost 2,000 years previously, and later reiterated by Moses, the mother brought her 8-day-old son to the rabbi for ritual penal circumcision. The rabbi knew that the woman's 2 previous sons had bled to death when their foreskins were cut. Yet the biblical commandment remained. Unless he was circumcised, the boy could not be counted among those with whom God had made his solemn covenant. After consultation with other rabbis, it was decided to exempt this, the 3rd son. Almost 1,000 years later, in the 12th century, the physician and biblical commentator, Moses Maimonides, reviewed this and numerous other cases in the rabbinical literature and stated that in such instances, the 3rd son should not be circumcised. Furthermore, the exemption should apply whether the mother's son was from her 1st husband or from her 2nd husband. The bleeding disorder, he reasoned, was clearly carried by the mother and passed on to her sons. Without any knowledge of our modern concepts of genes and genetics, the rabbis had linked a human disease, which we now know as hemophilia A, to a pattern of inheritance, which we now know as sex linkage. Only in the past few decades have the precise biochemical nature of hemophilia A and its genetic determination been worked out. Humans normally have 2 copies each of 22 of the 23 chromosomes in the human karyotype. Thus, even if a given gene on one of the chromosomes is mutant, the normal gene on the 2nd copy of that chromosome can usually produce a functional protein. But one pair of chromosomes is different. In the case of X and Y chromosomes, males receive only 1 copy of each. Females receive 2 copies of the X chromosome, but no Y chromosome. The genetic mutation that causes the blood clotting malfunction of hemophilia is located on the X chromosome, and males carrying the mutation have no backup normal gene. Colorblindness, a physical condition with only minor ramifications for most individuals who suffer from it, has a similar pattern of transmission. How do we account for and predict such patterns of inheritance? Much about inheritance was intuited even before scientists and scholars knew that genes and chromosomes existed, as proven by the ruling of that wise rabbi almost 2,000 years ago. Indeed, the foundations of the science of inheritance and genetic transmission were laid in the 1860s by some of the most amazing experiments and feats of data analysis in the history of biological science. It was almost 50 years later that the significance of these experiments and their analysis by Gregor Mendel was recognized by the scientific community. Once that recognition was finally achieved, however, natural science and medicine began to move forward at an unprecedented pace.